I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this
is the Eshcast.
This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 416.
Angela Lansbury for the fucking win.
Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl Gaming Tech Agent Anime Podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I am Pandalicious.
Welcome to a brand new episode of our weekly podcast, Panda!
Ho ho ho, Merry Christmas, bitches!
Aw, yeah. It's that time of year when...
where the people that you don't really want to hang out with want to get you presents, but they clearly don't want to get you the things that you want. So they give you things that they think you need, which is like 8 pairs of socks and like a gift card for Target.
Don't nobody need 8 pairs of socks. Don't be coming up in here.
Well, actually, I need socks.
No, but you don't need 8 pairs of socks.
I need like...
okay, there are 7 days in a week. You wash in one of those weeks. You don't need 8 pairs of socks. Do you need safety socks? Are you telling me that there could be an accident and you need safety socks?
Yeah.
What is wrong with your life choices? Most people don't need 8 pairs of socks. So don't be coming up in here.
But it's that magical time of the year where you're allowed to go kill a tree, bring a tree in your house and keep it kind of alive through torture, but then throw your tree out the window because it won't fit down your stairwell.
Or just not have a tree like some of us.
Or get a fiber optic tree that lives in a box.
Or do that. There's so many different ways that you can celebrate the season. Because I don't want to exclude our non-Christian
friends. I know, get your candle obras out, your menorahs, and your Kwanzaa menorahs. I don't remember what they're called.
I don't know what they're called.
I don't know. But get that, get your advent calendar with the chocolates in it.
So many festivals and so many.
Go get your dreidels and your gefilte fish.
This is getting so racist.
Go get 8 Crazy Nights and then refuse to watch it because you know there are better Hanukkah movies. Maybe.
Just sing the Hanukkah song. So there's just so many festivals and holidays and stuff to celebrate. We can't name them all. Whatever you celebrate or don't celebrate, that's cool. We're cool. Everybody's cool. We, however, like Christmas because people gift us stuff. And that makes us happy.
I like gifts.
I like gifts a lot.
I like gifts that are free.
Yeah. I like when people are like, hey, I appreciate you. And I think that this is the thing that you would enjoy. So in thinking of you, I got it for
you. Hey, Pandalicious, I realize you never wear socks. Here's some socks.
Evidently, I should have got you socks for Christmas.
I've actually had several people like, you're not wearing socks. Like, no. I don't own any, and the few socks that I did have, Eshdog the Third, has ripped holes in, so, like, they're the butch socks with, like, my foot hanging out. They're, like, newsy socks. I only wear them when it's really cold, and I want at least parts of my feet to be warm.
Dude.
They're like Dog of Flanders socks.
That's bad. You could go down to Walmart, though. Like, less than $5.
My budget does not allow me to buy socks.
I mean, but Panda...
either I have socks on my feet...
you can get 2 socks at Walmart for under $5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But like, I could use that $5 for a $5 footlong at Subway.
Or you could have...
or I could dig through the trash like a swamp person.
Or you could have 8 pairs of socks. You know, and just... I don't know, maybe have ramen that day. What I'm saying is...
Or I'll get the traditional, hey, I know you like things, but I don't know what things you like. Here's an Amazon gift card so you can buy the things that you know that you like.
That's the most thoughtful gift anyone can ever give you.
It's thoughtful, but it's also, like, the douchebag way
out. No, it just depends on who's giving it to you. Okay, because
like, if it's someone who's known me since I came out of a vag, you should clearly know what my tastes are.
But they may not know what you own or what other people have gotten you. So here's the safety of, I know that you can find something that you really enjoy.
Hey, you might really need socks, but I don't know what kind of socks.
Right. Do you want toe socks?
Do you want cute socks? Do you want lady socks?
Do you want lady socks? Wait, are crew
socks the one that come up to your ankle like lady socks?
No, crew socks come up this high.
Oh, okay.
The mid-length.
See, I'm learning something
new
every day.
Then you have the anklet ones that just come below the ankle.
Hey, you, I know you need clothes, but I don't know if you've got a fatter ass or a smaller ass. Here's a Macy's card.
Here's the thing. Look, that's a legit
Hey, you want
one.
A North Face? Drop some weight.
Hold on. That Macy's one is a legit one because sometimes, especially during the holidays, people's weights fluctuate. So this is how you stay
safe.
Wait,
did you say they fluctuate?
I meant to say fluctuate, but it got stuck. You didn't have to point it out. Let's move on.
It fluctuates.
All I can imagine
in my mind now is the word, like, a butterfly. And it's flapping, but it's the word. It says fluctuate. Like, it's fluttering like a butterfly, the word fuck. Because fucks fluctuate. I can't even say it now.
Fluctuate.
Yeah, fluctuate.
All right, so anyway.
How many fluctuate? Six?
Seven. I was
wow,
hungry.
You ate a lot of fucks.
I was hungry.
You ate more fucks than me.
I didn't have breakfast.
So you ate some fucks.
So I had some fucks. What you gonna do? Podcast. Then, anyway.
Nailed it.
Yes. Best podcast ever for the holidays.
But anyway, let's get back to the topic.
Kids cannot listen to this one.
No. This is like a big red explicit.
Yeah. I mean, we are always explicit, but no, seriously, don't let your kids listen to this podcast. Now, all of that, like, out of the way, in talking about gifting, we thought that it would be fun and also maybe informative for some people who maybe know us.
And want to give us socks.
Or other things.
Subliminal messagely get panda socks.
That instead of, at this moment, doing a best games of 2014, because I think we're actually going to do that for the new year.
And I think
what we're going to do is talk about the things that we've had the most fun playing.
Oh, that's a lot easier.
As opposed to, like, a top 10
actually
list.
Actually thinking.
No, you dipshit. It's informed conversation.
But instead of doing that right now, we thought maybe, instead of us telling you the things that you should buy for other people, that we should tell you what you should buy
for us.
Because we clearly are not getting any presents this year because we were naughty as fuck.
Yeah, we were really
naughty. And maybe perhaps someone will take pity on poor Panda with lack of socks and possibly buy this bitch some socks.
Like, if there's an extra naughty list, I'm on that list this year.
Like, if there is, like, an A list and a B list of the naughties, yeah. I'm totally on the B list.
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely on the rolled over list for sure. Because here's the thing. We know that a bunch of you have people like us in your life.
If not actually us.
Right. So, rather than be like, here's a game that you can buy from blah, blah, blah. Which we've already done in our holiday gift guide, which you can find on all of our articles on EGMnow.com. We thought that this would be a more interesting take and more thoughtful.
And maybe we'll get presents. That's my MO.
And maybe we'll get presents. So, I'm going to start from, like, the gaming side of things. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. But it's going to be more on a peripheral side, not necessarily a game.
Uh-huh.
See, there's where the surprise is.
Yep, surprise, butt sex.
We don't... No! No, not surprise, butt sex.
Surprise!
Never.
It's a salty surprise, butt sex.
Butt sex. Again, don't let the kids listen to this episode. Seriously.
Sit by your cozy fire with your earbuds in.
Tightly.
This is not family friendly.
Beat headphones on. Noise canceling.
So get those Solo 2s I keep seeing them advertise.
The Hello Kitty ones?
I saw the Hello Kitty ones.
It's okay, bro.
No, I just want you to know. I thought about it.
I know.
But then I opened my wallet and it said, are you fucking nuts? And then I shut my wallet and then realized I have a talking wallet.
Your wallet said, bitch!
Nah. Uh-uh. It was like, the fuck? And I was like, you're right.
You're right. Too true. It's okay. But it is audio related though, which is kind of funny, and it's not Beats, although I am a big fan of the Beats line.
Is it the Astros?
It's related to the Astros, actually.
Is it the mix amp?
It's not the mix amp.
Damn. Is it a headphone?
No, it's not a headphone.
Is it the microphone?
Can I just talk?
Is it a butterfly?
Will you let me? It's not a fluctuate.
It doesn't fluctuate.
It doesn't fluctuate. So, I have the Astro A50 headset. It is my go-to headset for gaming. I have one mix amp. I may at some point get another one so I can have one permanently connected to my Xbox, and one permanently connected to my PS4 so I can just swap between the two.
Oh, it's so hard.
Dude, rewiring shit in an entertainment system?
Oh no, I have to plug in the optimal cable, the optic cable. No. Instead of the other cable.
Yes, and trying to get behind that.
Oh no, I have tiny ninja hands.
I'm about
that
to punch you
reach.
In the tit. In the tit.
Ooh.
Titty punch.
Okay, no, don't.
You're the first one who opened the door to the physical side of this show.
True that.
All right. So back up. Now, no, I love the Astro A50s. They're a phenomenal sounding headset. They're very comfortable to wear for hours on end. Which is great because they're a nice, comfortable on-ear headphone. They are wireless, so their transceiver is in the cup, but it's still very light to wear. I can have them on my head for, I think, the longest session that I've done now. It's been a 7-hour stretch and not have any of that pressure cup feel that you get sometimes from having on-ear headphones on for a long time. So they're really made phenomenally, but the limitation of the A50s, unlike the other headsets from Astro, is that they are a console-only headset.
Or so at least, you can't be listening to your jams.
Right. Well, at least up till now.
Audible gasp!
Astro created a dongle that you can at least connect. Yeah, I said dongle.
Dongle.
That runs about $50 that you can buy to connect to your PC so that you can stream the audio from your PC or your Mac to the A50s.
Okay.
It's not a high energy consuming dongle, so theoretically, since it transmits to the headset, I would be able to play like on a plane or something now, take my A50s and have that noise canceling sound, but be listening to movies that I'm streaming off of my laptop or listen to music that I have.
I thought you weren't allowed
laptop.
To stream on planes because it eats a little bit
through
of
the dongle. I'm talking about passing the audio from the computer streaming to the headset because the headset is not.
But not streaming through there.
Correct. Okay. Correct. And I think that just as technology gets better and planes are able to get better access to more throughput, that the streaming thing will not necessarily go away because, you know, they make bank on selling you movies, so they probably will never allow you to be able to stream anything like video, but I do think that things like audio will come into play.
Okay.
I think that you'll have either Apple or, like, a Spotify or a Pandora make a deal with somebody to provide that music, you know, unlike Virgin that has their own bank to tap into. These other airlines have to pay for the banks that they have. So I do see, like, a streaming service coming in at some point and making that available. But I really like the idea of this dongle because, again, it would allow me to listen to and watch my movies on my laptop, which the screen on my laptop is larger than my iPad.
Mm-hmm.
So I would prefer a larger screen if I'm on a longer flight to watch a movie than my iPad. But space is limited and just getting good audio has always been a pain. Even with my Beats, the noise canceling that's in them, which I have on air ones, don't always cut out enough of the airplane noise for me to really be able to enjoy watching a movie from my MacBook Air, or from my full on laptop. With this dongle, it would. It delivers true 7.1 sound, surround sound, and the noise canceling and the comfortability, I think it would just make it like a knockout headset. So that's the first one on my list, which is this USB transmitter from Astro. It would be a phenomenal gift.
Well, I mean, since we're talking about tech, essentially.
Yeah, we're talking about tech.
There's a couple of things on my list that if they were underneath my tree,
you
would
might do the happy dance?
I would definitely do the happy dance. For them.
Would and you do happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy,
and then there'd
happy,
be a
joy,
weird
joy,
attempt
joy.
At a twerk that would then twerk my back, and then I'd be like, oh, my back! And that's how you would know I was done.
Why are you all of a sudden turning into an old lady?
I don't know.
But it's happening.
My bones are like, just grinding.
It's like happening. Like, you are actually acting older than me. I'm just throwing that out.
I know.
There.
It's
the Twilight Zone. I'm doing raids in Destiny till 2 o'clock in the morning.
And I'm like, I'm going to bed at 10.
And
I was shivering in bed 30 minutes ago.
In your pajamas watching shit on CBS.
I mean, the minute I get home to my house, the first thing I do is take off my bra and find my pajama pants. My most comfy one. And I'm like, fuck this. And then I make nachos with cheese. I don't put the sauce on
They're not nachos if you don't put the
then
cheese
I just,
on them.
They're just chips. Correction. I take the chips, I put cheese on it, I melt the cheese by like 1 minute, so it's like the gooey cheese.
Yes.
I don't put the salsa on them.
I was about to say.
And then I eat those.
Because you can't have nachos.
And I marathon a show. Currently right now it's House of Cards, season one, which is amazing.
It's
anyway,
a good, I told you.
I know, you did, the Biffle did, and three people at my job did.
And so then you finally
And then
listened.
Facebook did. And I was like, I'm already watching it.
It's like, okay, Facebook. Okay.
Calm it down. I'm
Relax.
Watching it.
Relax, I'm watching it.
But going back to my tech. So I'm not the most careful person with things. I constantly
really?
Drop,
Break,
trip,
lose,
find, re-lose, forget about, then get really mad when I want to find said thing and can't.
Cut.
Yeah. I'm not very good with the keeping of things unless I'm watching them or using them every day in my life.
And even then,
sometimes I still lose them.
Break them. Or let somebody else borrow them and then realize, oh shit, that wasn't mine to let somebody else borrow.
Yeah, that's happened.
Whoops.
So, but in the vein of Astro-related things...
Yes.
Because I have been a proud owner of Astro since you had your A40s. Because you initially had your A30s first, and then when you got your A40s, you gave me the A30s.
Which were in pristine condition, by the way,
which,
when I gave them to you.
Yes, I know. And then when you got your A50s, you gave me your A40s.
Which were also...
That are still in pristine condition and are still usable.
Because hand-me-downs for me...
It's like gifts from Oprah, which
are like
is
brand new inbox gifts.
Yeah, they are. But
most of the time, actually, in their box, their original packaging.
So what happened was, because I think at the time that I got the A40s, it was right before the now current consoles happened, and the A40s, the ones that Ninja had given me, were not compatible with the current gen.
Without doing a massive
firmware
update to the mix amp, which you could do.
Right. But I ain't got time for that shit. So what do I do?
I know. Why would Panda want to download a file and connect a device?
Why would I
want
to learn how to use the internet when I could just convince a friend of mine to buy me a new headset that has the optic cable that allows me just to hook it straight up, which is what I did. And then I went back and got a new version of the A30s. I think they're like the A35s because they're optimized for the newer consoles, which are great. And they are like the A30s, as in they're smaller cans. They have a detachable microphone. And this is where I'm getting at. Because I lose things all the damn time. I took off my microphone to my A35s, and I lost it.
Why would you take the microphone off?
Because I would use them as musical headphones and listen to music.
So just flip the mic up.
It doesn't. It's the one that pulls out. It doesn't sit up. Those are the A40s you're thinking about. This is the one that sits here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I had taken it out because I was using them as regular headphones.
Yep.
And I can't find the microphone to save my life.
Yep.
And I don't know currently yet if Astro even sells them.
Did you get on the internet and look?
No, because I want someone else to get it for me.
You have a multitude of internet devices.
So that would be. So that's something that I would like. On my Christmas list. Also, I mean, since I'm still kind of talking, I'd love an X-Bone.
Wow! So, let's just make sure we got the jump straight. So, I need a replacement microphone for my headset.
And a whole new console in which I could use them.
And then a whole gaming console.
Well, I mean, it would work on my PS4, and it's generally set up right now, even though it has no microphone. But the reason why I want an X-Bone, and I mean, I've had conversations over the last few podcasts that I was intending on getting myself one.
Yep.
And then money problems.
Yep.
Then money.
Yep.
And budgeting.
Yep.
And then not happening happened.
Yep.
And
as not happening happens.
That's how not happening happens. Yep. Yes. And I mean, I have a PS4 now. I don't have any desire for a Wii U, because if I really wanted to play Wii U games, one, I can play yours, or my Biffle has one, so
dude,
I can, like...
if you really wanted to play Wii U, you can just take the Wii U.
Oh my god, Christmas is happening early!
Like, I finished Bayonetta 2. I have no desire to play Smash Brothers, as I've said before.
Right. No, but I mean...
I do want to play Zelda, though.
I thought my first console was going to be an X-Bone. And, like, part of me is bothered that I currently still don't have one. Even though I do have a PS4, which I know I play a lot more things on my PS4 than I ever imagined. So I think Sony's winning. But I still, that need to be current on my consoles is something that plagues me heart and soul.
Well, and I think that there are some things that are coming that you'll probably enjoy
probably would want that are exclusively
more,
to
like
the X-Bone.
Oni.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's another thing that I would really absolutely want. And then this is just purely out of greed, which I do harbor deep
in my
pants. Oh, wait,
the second one wasn't? Go ahead.
Well, that one's...
Lust?
Yeah, it's yeah, I'm lusting for an X-Bone.
Uh-huh.
But this is just pure greed, because if I don't get this, I'm certainly not going to cry. But if this showed up, I'd be like, well, then, that's just more cake and frosting for me.
Uh-huh.
Would be an iPhone 6. Which I know on this show...
You just got a fucking 5S.
I've had a 5 for...
Months. Not even a full year yet.
Almost a year. But anyway, I know. But here's where I'm getting at. And this is why it's greedy. Because, like, I was sitting on my little righteous horse and I was like, you know what? I'm like, I have my 5S. I just got it because I've been holding on to my your 3GS forever.
Thank you.
I was holding out like a hipster. And I was like... No, I'm like, I think it's time. It's time for me to get with the program. And I got it. And then when the announcement for 6 came out, I was like, I'm not worried about it. And then I saw it. Or I saw them, because I saw the 6 and then the 6 Plus. And I was still like, no, still don't need it. And then I saw people with them everywhere. And then suddenly,
is it literally just peer pressure?
No.
Seriously?
No, because like I just see everyone with them. And then sometimes I see the galaxies that also have the weirdest shape, like, a weird same shape. So I'm like, oh, is that an iPhone? No, it's a Samsung. I'm like, well, it's making me think iPhone. And then everyone's like, oh, I've got better pictures with my iPhone. Oh, my iPhone Plus, 6 Plus, it's the size of my face. I can just make out with my phone. I want to make out with my phone. My phone, too small. It's too small. I can't make out with my phone.
That's why we're not a video podcast.
Because I just smacked myself with my own phone to service a point. But everyone has them, and their cases are so cute. Like, I keep seeing all these really cute cases, and, like, I want the cases more than I want the phone, but there's no point in having the case if I don't have a phone to go in it. So it's purely for greed and purely for fashion.
So I can't
and
deny
purely
your logic
for trend.
There, but, oh, my God. Just but, wait. There'll be a new one.
I know.
In, like,
and
months.
And after something horrible's gonna happen to this, knock on wood, and then I'm gonna be like, great, now I have to get a 6, and then I'm gonna be bitching that I have to buy one because I didn't get it for Christmas. But, that, like I said, that's purely on the greed side. So those are all my tech-related things that I would like outside of socks, which are also a tech thing, because they technically keep your feet warm and dry.
That's not how tech works, but okay.
It's revolutionizing your feet.
So, in addition to the dongle for my Astro headset, the other thing that I really want is a good wearable tech. I'm holding out for
a Hero?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you holding out for Short Circuit 1 and 2 on Blu-ray?
No.
Because that's probably never coming.
No.
Though I would totally buy those if they did.
You know, 2, no.
I liked 1 way better than 2.
Yeah.
But 2 had the song in it. And this whole Rambo, my battery's dying, like you were rooting for Johnny 5 so bad during the montage. And then he gets all gold-plated and I'm a citizen, yay. And then it cuts into a jump scene. And that's the end of the movie and I spoiled it for you. All you kids who were born in 1990 who have no idea what movie I'm talking about.
Oh my god.
Johnny 5 was the man. Fuck Wall-E. Just kidding. I liked Wall-E too.
Fuck Wall-E.
don't.
Eva. Don't fuck Wall-E.
Oh man. No, that's Eva's job.
Oh my god. What's wrong with you?
I'm not even drinking.
We're totally sober for this podcast and it's the raunchiest one we've done in a long time.
Waka, waka, waka.
Wow. All right. Waka, flock, flame. So, wearable tech is the other thing that I'm looking for, and I've
got... Which one in particular?
Well, I have a Nike Fuel Blend, which I haven't...
You want to get Fitbit? You want Fitbit?
No, I... See, that's the thing. I don't know. Like, there are things about the big, thick Fitbit that I like. Shut up. But ultimately, what I really want is a wearable that is a good Bluetooth piece, so I can see when people are calling me on my phone, so I'm in a meeting, I don't have to, like, be that douchebag that whips my phone out all the time.
Right.
I want to see when I've got emails coming in, and I don't want to just see a little icon that says I've got email, but I want some identifiers so I know if I need to go and actually look at my email or not.
How important is this email? Open it!
And, you know, I do miss wearing a timepiece. Like, I fight...
Our watches are so overrated.
No,
I just
not.
Look at my phone.
That's the thing.
Oh my god, it's totally stop. This o'clock right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, stop being sarcastic, Valley Girl. I try really hard to not use my phone as a watch, because I really do enjoy the feel of wearing a nice timepiece.
I like wearing things on my wrist, too.
I think that it's... I don't know if I just equate it with classy or what, but I like the feel.
Oh, a classy bitch with a watch and a cigarette? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that. Like that. I like that, and I like to be that. So, I've kind of settled on an iWatch from Apple, one because
I'm... Oh, God, I knew that was coming! Don't look at me, bro.
No, I know. No.
Don't look at me!
Dude, I don't know that I can look at me!
Yeah, don't look at you either.
To get one. But I think, like, for all the things that I want, that the iWatch has them. And I know I can't get it for Christmas, but it's like, it's my, if there was a Christmas miracle, if I could have
one. If we could be in a Lifetime movie where...
As Johnny Ive would say, aluminium.
Aluminium?
Aluminium.
Aluminium?
Instead of aluminum.
Aluminum.
They say aluminium.
Bitch, it's foil. Tin fucking foil, okay? Come off it.
I do want an iWatch. Compared to, like, I've looked at Pebble, and I've looked at Fitbit, and I looked at the Up by Jawbone, but ultimately for the things
by
that
Jawbone.
But ultimately for the things that I want to track outside of that feature set, the iWatch has what I want. One thing that I must say is that I, Ninja Sista, own Apple stock, and make a disclaimer that since I talked about Apple things, I've got to let you know I own stock in the company.
So, is there any other tech for you?
No, I think that's really, like, all the tech. Because I got the TV I want. I got my game systems all square. My router situation's all worked out. I don't need a new computer. I don't need a new iPad. Like, for tech, I'm actually, like, pretty set. I've got the right controllers now for the system so that my hands aren't getting fucked up all the time. I got my Ergo keyboard.
Yep, which looked really bomb,
it's
actually.
It's really super comfortable. So, I'm like, for tech, I'm set.
Okay. So, then moving on to other things. I know
do
we want...
games or do you want to do anime next?
I figured we'd do anime and make it like a sandwich type of deal. So, I was going to go anime next.
Yeah.
Which is really kind of funny because we're in that era now where people don't really go out and buy DVDs. Like, DVDs and CDs are really kind of second-class citizens to instant streaming and or, you know, just...
But playing. You can still buy seasons of stuff and gift them to people on different platforms.
Yeah. So, I mean, for me, in terms of anime, and I mean, I was a big collector. I mean, I still keep in my bedroom... the series that really resonate with me personally, and they're still up on my wall. Everything else is in storage, and I only have maybe 6 series that are out in view.
I got mine over there, I believe.
For me,
nothing called love.
There is one series that sticks out in my mind that I started collecting, and they stopped. Releasing the DVDs for.
Okay.
I'm missing the last season of it, which really bothers me, because I had it out as one of my 6, even though I had seen it, because I had streamed the ending of it, but I wanted to own it.
Right.
And that would be the anime series Kadocha.
Oh, yeah! I
was so crazy about that show, because I had just watched it after watching Full Moon, which I had also read as a manga, and that one gave me tears, and this was, like, in the same kind of vein.
Oh, Sagashite?
Yeah. Yes, you did. Full Moon. And Do you remember how sad that yes. made? Yes. That one generally brought me tears.
Yes.
And Kadocha, which played a little bit on the lighter side of stuff, and then later on really kind of fell into some areas of, like, deep stuff for children, because your main protagonist in that was, like, an 8-year-old child star who had worked very hard to get her fame and didn't really know all of the truth of her, you know, her family and her upbringing and, you know, could turn it on and could act it, but never had actually really lived it to mm-hmm. understand how she was able to pull all this stuff out. And they stopped producing the DVDs for it. And, I mean, if they had them out there, I would want them. I would want them. And I'd also want Paranoia Agent, which I also...
Paranoia Agent is a good one.
I initially had back in my college days, but I was dating a bohemian trust fund baby boyfriend, and we had gone halvesies on it, and during our relationship divorce, he hid it from me, and I now currently don't have it. And that was probably one of the last things that Satoshi Kon did.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's an amazing series, and if you haven't watched it, you should. Doing a major disservice to your anime knowledge.
I'm pretty sure there's an episode of our podcast where we talked about it, because I got real hot and heavy on it after you recommended it to me.
Because it's amazing.
It is amazing.
Because Satoshi Kon has a great eye for directing, and, I mean, I've watched some series about him since, because they did, like, a mini biopic on him, and his idea of why he chose to do animation as opposed to live action.
Because mm-hmm.
everyone's like, you have a great eye for it. And he's like, because there are things I can do in animation in less frames than I could do in live action.
Right.
Which, if you've watched any of his stuff, Millennium Actress, Perfect Blue, and you know, Paranoia Agent, they're uncanny. There is no way to create them with the same type of dramatic tension
right.
that you do get in animation. So those are really the only series that I'm sad that I don't own that I would love for Christmas. You won't find, sadly, Paranoia Agent anymore because, Genion went under years ago. And if you are finding them, then you're finding them for outrageous prices. Now, granted, it's a good enough series that there's a certain number in my mind. If I saw it for that number, I would buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what you're going to come across, like, on Amazon or eBay. People are blowing it up, and they're making it unattainable, which is kind of sad. But what about you and the anime front?
Well, the anime that I'm most interested in getting, it's actually not technically an anime as much as it's animated.
Is it all of the Ghibli films?
No, although all of the...
Oh my god, all the Ghibli films would be amazing.
Would be amazing. And I have, like, chunks of them. So, like, I have Porco Rosso.
I want
Porco Mononoke.
I don't want Mononoke.
I
had it and I let it die.
Up on Poppy Hill. I don't
up
have...
Up on top of? Up upon...
No.
Nope. Up top of Poppy Hill?
No.
On top of the Poppy Hills.
No.
Pills?
No.
Pills a poppin' on top of Poppy's Hills.
No. No. And no. I have not seen Wind Rises yet.
Neither have I.
Yeah. I don't have Totoro.
I have Totoro.
So, like, my collection is incomplete. So, a complete
collection...
And I
collection, have the cat returns.
I don't have the cat returns. I don't have Kiki's.
I have Kiki's.
And
I have,
Castle in the Sky. I was about to say, and I don't have Lactra. I don't think I've
I'm so glad that you actually Lactra. Call it by its actual name. It warms my heart that you called it Lactra. It really does. It really warms, because everyone's like, oh, cat. I'm like, that's not its actual name. That's what localized it turned into. And, I mean, a lot of these, I mean, and I also don't have Nausicaa Valley of the Wind either.
I don't have Nausicaa either.
And, like, and I want to watch that because of Hello, Patrick fucking Stewart.
Yeah.
But, and if you were going to get those, I would also recommend...
Is Nausicaa on Netflix?
I think it is. But you have to be careful because they started redubbing some of them. Because, like, the original Totoro...
Yeah, but people, you can language check.
But I don't know if they have the old original dubbing or the new one. Because when they redid Totoro, they put the Fanning sisters in it.
Yeah.
And the original voice actresses, one, were not related, and two, were better. And should have been left alone. I don't understand why they went in that direction. But... if you could get them in there with their original casts, both Japanese and English, that is a treasure that you should hold on to.
So I would say that I would like to complete my Ghibli collection and have all the movies. That would be amazing. I wish I had thought of that. But what I was thinking of, and as I said, it was animated, not necessarily
Ghost in the Shell.
No, I said not necessarily anime. Ghost in the Shell is anime.
Okay.
Animaniacs.
Oh, yes.
Collection.
You know, they were starting to release.
It's all released. It's out now.
They did that. They did Tiny Toon Adventures, and they did Darkwing Duck.
Yep. So they finally, like, Warner was able to get everything cleared, get everybody signed off on it. So the entire Animaniacs series, in its entirety, is now available. God. And I would love...
Oh, they should do Freakazoid 2 while they're at it.
I wasn't a Freakazoid fan.
Not your generation.
And kind of dovetailing off of that, like, if somebody really, really loved me, the complete Gargoyles.
Oh my god, yes, Gargoyles! Which is pretty much a Star Trek!
I mean, it really is the entire really Star just, Trek.
They're like, we're not like, filming Star Trek right now.
Like, pretty much by the third season, it's like, it's pretty much what everybody from Next Generation does when they're not filming
It's like,
episodes.
We don't need you on set, you can go do your voice acting.
Seriously, you had Dorn, you had Frakes, you had Brent Spiner, you had Gates McFadden at one point.
You had the lady. Troy.
Yes, Marina Sirtis.
Yep.
And then you had a couple of episodes that Patrick Stewart was actually on as, like,
because he was, like,
a side character.
My whole fucking crew's here.
You had John Delancey on. So, like, literally, you had everybody except for frickin', kid who played Buzzy?
Oh, Will Wheaton. Will,
yeah, thank you. I was like, I was.
Well, he's
blanking.
Not a kid anymore,
right? Pretty much, Will Wheaton is the only person from TNG.
And I'm sure Patrick was just like fucking Wesley, which is why he
wasn't. I can't remember her name, but the chick that played Tasha Yar. I'm pretty sure that they're the only two.
Oh, Tasha Yar!
Because LeVar Burton did a couple spots. So I'm pretty sure that it was just those two that never did an episode.
I mean, if we're gonna go in the vein of animated and not...
I'm not saying animated not, but...
No, but...
Because for the same reason, all of the collection stuff that I kind of want outside of the Ghibli movies, I have digitally now.
I mean, it just sparks the notion in me that, like, going to animated and not necessarily anime. I would love to own... Chippendale's Rescue Rangers.
Oh, Rescue Rangers.
I would also love Batman the Animated Series.
The original?
The original.
The OG?
Yep. The one that made me think, oh, I could read comic books.
You could read comic books. Why, at one point in time, I gave you a great set to read.
I know, and I'm a horrible person for not reading them.
I really think that you would like Cassandra Cain.
And I've defended her, even though, thank God, no one has ever been like, why? Because I'd be like, because my sister says she's awesome, because I didn't
Cain
read
is
him.
Awesome.
But since we're now
I'm going to give you the first book tonight. I want you to read the first book this weekend and tell me that you're not in love. Okay? Can you commit to that?
I can commit to one.
One comic.
I can commit to one.
I'm going
to
give you one.
One. Okay. And now that we're in the vein of comics, this brings me to another thing that would be lovely for
you
my...
You are Groot?
Huh?
You are Groot? Because you saw that Hot Toys...
Yes, but no, that's not what...
I put it in the cart, and I almost pre-ordered it, and I was like, think of your budget!
Your budget's like, no!
No!
For me, in the book front,
mm-hmm.
I have been reading a lot of comic trades.
Yes.
Trades. Because the Biffle just drops them on my lap, and I read them. And I want to start collecting some, but, like, shorter sets, because, like, I'm not ready to really commit to what really owning a full collection would actually be, because
uh-huh.
I don't have the space for it.
Uh-huh.
But I would love to own the Scott Pilgrim.
Yep, Scott Pilgrim would be a good one.
I would love to own the first batch of Neil Gaiman's Sandman.
Yep.
Fables. Fables is a hands down.
Yeah, Fables.
You want to give me Fables, I will love you forever. Like, literally, ever, ever, ever. And then at the end of that, there's one more that I would actually really love, and it's called Saga. I started reading the first trade of that, and it's right up my alley. If I were a little bit thinner, I would have no problem walking around with no shirt on. I would totally be the main lady protagonist of Saga. But I'm not there yet. And it's amazingly sci-fi with also some elements of fantasy in there. So, like, AI plus a Ren Faire, but done well as if Kubrick didn't die.
Yep.
Kind of, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
And those are really kind of it for me. I mean, I'm going to read The Batman, as I have committed on this show to do.
You mean Batgirl?
Yep. Well, yeah, but I mean, it's in the canon and stuff, right? Or is it a whole subset of...
Batgirl is...
its own thing, but does it somehow tie into the...
Yes.
Okay. So, maybe the Batman and Batgirl series will be on that list, but currently right now those are my comic-y...
Well, if we're gonna do comic-y type stuff on the list, which I'm completely fine with, there are a couple of things that, like, are on my, like, heart of hearts, like, wish list. So, I have not ever had my own copy and collection of Frank Miller's Dark Knight.
Okay.
I would love to have my hands on that, like, now. That would be amazing. I also, like, have not had any of the Crisis on Infinite Earths books.
Now,
Crisis is huge, but, as I was talking with my significant other earlier today, it's actually... 12
now that's
issues.
In the universe of...
Yeah, this is all DC. Everything okay. We're talking
about.
So this
has nothing to do with the New 52?
No, nothing about New 52. This is all...
See, I'm trying to learn, guys.
I'm so happy! No, but basically, Crisis is when they killed Flash. And Supergirl. And Bizarro Superman. Basically, they cleanse the world of all these extra characters that they had created that they couldn't really keep up and simplify the world back down to one... canon to move forward.
Ooh.
And so I've never...
Schindler's List for the comic
book
world.
I've never read Crisis all the way through. I've had access to, at different times, different books through friends' father's collections that we weren't supposed to touch at the time. But I have not actually had my own, like,
tangible
little hands on. And I know that there are things that are available digitally now between... DC's online comic store that you can get things digitally and Marvel's, and I actually have a set of digital comics from them when they did the new run of New Batgirl before this new 52.
Okay.
Batgirl.
The new 52.
Which I have
young
not gotten.
Neil, you are no longer young Neil. You are now Neil.
I have not gotten into New Batgirl yet, but we'll see how that turns out.
Okay.
And I might do those digitally, but those are, like, two big things, but really the big one is the Dark Knight collection. I would love to have my own Frank Miller set. I really appreciate Frank's art and the way that he tells a story.
He can weave a good tale.
And I would love to have my hands on, like, that collection. So that would be, like, the gift. Like, if somebody gave me that and an X-Bone, I'd be like,
"Will you have an X-Bone
right now?"
Oh, if they both happened at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's palpable.
Yeah, I would love it. I love the Marvel Universe, but if you have to ask me, like, hands down across all comics, what's my favorite franchise? The Batman franchise is my favorite franchise between... Like, not so much Batwoman, but definitely Batman, Batgirl, Nightwing, even when you go off into the arc and Bruce Wayne has a son and you have Damian Wayne come in and reluctantly become...
Damian Wayne!
Damian.
Oh.
Not Damon.
Oh.
Damian.
Bruce I'm Wayne's Blank son. Man!
Damian. Like, I love that entire fucking franchise. So much so that I even put up with Birds of Prey. So, yeah, that, I own the frickin' live action TV seasons.
I know, and you had me watch the first two episodes, and it was hard to swallow.
Even with Shamar Moore.
Even, he only made his scenes, his sporadic scenes enjoyable, but as soon as it left his face, there was no point in watching the show.
All right, so how you wrap this up? Well, games. You wrap it up with games.
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 So, in talking about games, there are quite a few that have come out, for sure. I will tell you that as far as, like, somebody gifting me a game right now, I'll be like, holy shit, oh my god, you really love me. Like, that's great. That's phenomenal. I don't really have that. Okay. Because I already own Destiny. As it turns out,
yep.
I'm addicted, and that's okay. I own my addiction, and I work to manage it daily. But I think that for me, there are a couple of games that I would, like, really, really be happy if somebody gifted to me that I probably wouldn't buy for myself. Far Cry 4
okay.
is one of them.
Well, aren't you going to get...
I think I'm going to end up picking it as my
right.
main
so you're,
good
so you're
game.
Gonna you're going
to
get it.
But if somebody was to gift it to me if I didn't get it.
Okay.
Right? And this is the, you know, what I'd like to get for Christmas so I don't have to put any money off. Far Cry 4 would be on the list for sure. I think that Sunset Overdrive would okay. also be on that list. Because I'm probably not going to buy it, but I would like to play it if somebody liked it.
Like I said, I think you would enjoy it. It's fun.
And I think the other one would actually be Shovel Knight. I haven't
You played. Can get it on your 3DS.
I have not played Shovel
and
Knight.
And it's got a great musical score.
I've watched people play it.
It's fun.
But I myself haven't, and I would love it if somebody gave it to me. So they're not, like, big, huge games or anything like that, but those would definitely be, like...
They'd be like, aw, thanks, bro.
Right, that you could get for Christmas. Now, what I would say is what I would put on that list, if it was out right now...
Okay.
...is The Order 1886.
Yeah, that's gonna be...
But it's not out till February. But I have a birthday in February, so...
Alright, if I eat ramen for a week... Ramen.
You can do a lot with ramen.
If
you can
I
put
just
peas
eat the
in
noodles
it.
And don't put the... Anyway, so on my side of it, like, I'm actually going to go slightly retro here, because...
There's nothing wrong with retro.
No, absolutely not. Games that I would appreciate if given to me, even though I'd have no way of playing them, but just for straight
Burger
up... Nostalgia, no. I'm still going a little...
Because you know
little,
Duck Hunt is coming out next week on the Wii U, right?
No.
Duck Hunt. Duck Hunt.
Well,
Duck Hunt.
I'm going
Duck
the Hunt. The Genesis route. Because as I've said on this show, countless... Oh my god, I would play the fuck out of Collins. Because
you know you can get it on your iPhone. Go ahead, continue.
Shut up, really? After the show. I would actually love to, one, somehow come in contact and own a Genesis, a Sega Genesis again.
Why don't you get a Retron?
And somebody gift me all the Sonic games. Like, I miss playing the Sonic games.
For like a hot second, I thought you were going to say Altered Beast. And I was going to like...
Oh, no, I was terrible.
I was about to wrap you up in my arms.
I was terrified of Altered Beast.
Really?
Like, don't you... That and the Fury, the fighting game where you were human and then you changed it to the... Because you had rented it, that game, once, and I can't remember what its name was, but, like, Bestial Fury or Beast Fury or something like that. And it was, like, definitely a Japanese game because, like, it had beautiful, like, Final Fantasy-ish characters. And you fought the first fight of the three as your human form, but then if your gauge was up, you could turn into an... part animal.
Uh-huh.
And, like, one of them had, like, was really scary, and I remember because you figured out which one it was, and whenever we'd play, you'd be that character, and then you would turn into that character, and then I would stop playing because I was just utterly, I think it was like a wolf character.
Are you talking about Brutal Fury?
Yeah! Yes! Because, no. still puts fear in me. But,
a good fighting game, though.
But I miss the Sonic games. Because, I mean, those were the only games where I felt superior to you in the gaming.
You crushed me on the Sonic games.
And, like, I miss them in a way that I didn't think I'd ever miss them. So if I got that whole collection, even though, unless I had...
you can get a Retron. They're not expensive.
And be able to play that, and then moving forward, I would love to own the whole Silent Hill series. Even the ones that are horrible, because I am a collector and I do like to have things in their order. Same goes with Resident Evil. just for that sake of people being able to see where my gaming passion is. Mm-hmm. And, like, clearly, when you see my games, like, you can definitely tell that, like, I just like games for the sake of liking games. Like, if a game is good, I'm gonna like it and invest in it. And, I mean, I've only gone back and really appreciated the whole series, certain ones in a whole, by watching other people play them, but I don't have a full understanding of what my experience playing those games would be because I came into them so late.
Right.
So that'd be a great gift because it would allow me to take that step back and correct that wrong in my life. Games that are currently out right now, I'm actually eerily in the same boat as you, where I'm not being beaten
right, up by good. The fact of you're good.
Well, for one, I don't own an Xbox, so there's really no point.
Right, but the one you have access to, I got
Sunset, the games that I would play.
You've got Master Chief Collection.
Ugh. And I have Dragon Age Inquisition. That I still haven't really left the hint. It doesn't matter. Anyway. So, those are the games that, like, I really, like, if I was gifted those, I'd be so appreciative and would love them forever. And then, last but not least, movies, which I know a lot of people don't do the movie thing anymore. It's kind of like the CD. It's kind of dying. I mean,
well, the disc. Digital's not dead.
Right. But for me, I still like looking at things on a shelf and seeing, you know, a collection grow. And in terms of movies, eerily enough, and I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud because I feel like people are going to judge me, I would love the Murder, She Wrote collection.
No! No judgment! No judgment! Murder, She Wrote was the shit!
Hell fucking yeah.
Okay, Angela Lansbury for the win. No judgment.
Oh, okay, good.
Also, Golden Girls collection, also no judgment.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
No, you are in a safe place. You are in a safe place.
Because the other day, I'm like, I'm just, in
did
my mind,
I'm
hearing...
Did you catch an episode, and you were like...
Not even that, like, it was like Lifetime, and there was some weird background music that reminded me of the opening.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, Murder, She Wrote? I'm like, no, it's some freaking thing about a girl named Tammy and an eating disorder. No offense to anybody who's ever had that problem, because that's not a matter.
But no, like, legit.
I got transported back to a time where we would all watch Murder, She Wrote.
Yep.
And then try to figure out who the killer was and be wrong.
The entire collection is available on DVD.
Don't tell me that. My wallet, I can't look at it.
All the seasons. Yeah, that's all available. Perry Mason's available.
Oh my god, Perry Mason.
Perry Mason would be the shit to have. Colombo is available as a set.
That's, like, I feel like it just speaks to our nostalgia. And
no, like, legit, Murder, She Wrote and Perry Mason, that was no shit. I got hooked on Perry Mason because it came on after Saturday Night Live, and I never wanted to go to bed, so I would watch the old black and white Perry Masons, and then I would watch the movies that they would do on NBC.
I remember you were like, Perry Mason is so awesome, and then I was like, I was a little kid, I don't understand it, and then later on I'm like, those are actually really good.
Really fucking good!
Like, and then with the random crossovers where I think he had, like, other stars from other shows mm-hmm. on, like, he was solving cases for them.
Yep.
Like, oh my god! No,
Perry Mason was the shit. So was Murder, She Wrote. No judgment.
And I was like, no, oh, I'd love to own that because it's so amazingly cool. But, you know, in my mind, my
TV show box collection, I actually got from my husband. So I've, like, been enjoying it, even though it's not the full collection of WKRP.
I think I saw it, like, out one day when I was hanging
yes,
with you
it's
here.
It's currently out right now because we're on, like, season two. But they finally got all the music cleared. So it doesn't, like, the previous set that was out, they had to cut the clips where they were playing music because they didn't have the rights. They finally were able
That's
to
That's what they did with the Daria collection. They had to go and put all new music because they didn't have the rights.
Yep. They were actually able to work out all the rights. So this is the original Ooh. KRP episodes as they ran all seasons.
So
that's, like, one of my loves because KRP came on after school, so I would come home and I sing the
So I mean,
song
the,
often.
So that really kind of wraps up all my oh my gosh,
those
would
are
be the best
good love. They're good ones. I think the only one that I would add on the list, and I think it's just timely because it's just happened, which I don't know that there's a collection yet, but I'm sure that there will be. The Colbert Report.
I'm so sad that he is off the air.
Now,
don't get me wrong, I'm a fan of the Oliver guy, John Oliver. I think he is pretty funny.
And I like Last Week Tonight over on HBO, but I think that Stephen Colbert has done such a great job with that character. And it's such a phenomenal show. And so I am going to miss that Stephen Colbert character that he does, But I'm so pumped that he's taken over for Letterman.
Yeah.
And The Late Show deserves somebody that can really bring it. And Colbert can definitely bring it. I mean, I was a fan of that guy when he was doing Upright Citizens Brigade stuff.
Oh, man.
Wow, Amy, you're going back in time.
Sedaris.
Yep.
So, like...
Strangers with Candy.
You know? So I'm, like, super pumped for him, but I'm really sad that the Colbert Show is going off the air. I think that the nightly show that's going to be on in its place with John Whitmore will be very interesting, to say the least.
Right.
But I'm super pumped for Stephen taking over the Late Show. I think that it'll be a phenomenal thing. And that's a huge, huge honor to take over, you know...
Yeah, that's true.
And be in the Ed Sullivan fucking theater. Like, that's amazing.
I think that's a lot of people's dreams.
You know, for anybody who's a comedian, like, you wanted to be in that theater for any kind of reason. You wanted to take that over, and fucking Colbert gets to do it, man.
He gets to be...
That's like the shit.
He gets to be the man.
That's the shit. You know, so, but I think, like, a collection of the Colbert stuff would be great. Not necessarily the, like, whole episodes, but I'd like the bits.
Like the vignettes, the, like, best vignettes.
All of the, tip of the hat, wag of the finger, all of the, you know, threat downs, like, the bits that he did would be great. Because I think the interviews wouldn't necessarily be...
Well, I mean, some of them are actually really good.
Yes, but I think, like, on his
and topical. So, I mean, some of them will probably, if they
print a disc or thing. But I think, like, having all the bits in one set and then, like, having all the interviews in another
set.
That'd
be, oh, yeah. And then, oh, God, and then his commentary.
Exactly.
On either one would be even more amazing.
I Am American, So Can You. I own that book. I bought it.
You did?
Yes, because I love Colbert and I love The Daily Show.
And you like reading.
I do. So I have. And I have the audio version of Jon Stewart's book. So, it's good times. Those are a good assortment of things that we wish people would give us.
Yep.
You know.
For the holidays.
To dream a dream.
Did you dream a dream?
I dreamed a dream. Oh. As time went by, that people bought me the things that I really wanted.
And so you wouldn't cry?
I still cried because the tigers sleep at night.
No, they don't.
The tigers come at night.
Thank you.
Yeah. They sleep too.
They sleep and come at night. Make sure that you check out our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, to listen to this podcast and other podcasts like it. You can even direct your friends to it so they can be introduced. And who knows, maybe they'll be nice and give us one of these gifts from these lists.
Ooh. Don't forget that we have email, so if you want to send us stuff, you can always reach out on our email address.
We will be happy to speak with you.
About presents. Because yeah. We're greedy.
Like that. I told you, that's why we're on the naughty list.
Yeah, and but at least we can admit it. So that makes us nice enough?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nice try. You can also check out all the different articles that we write from the entire team over at egmnow.com/electricsisterhood. If you subscribe, the moment we put out new articles, you'll be notified. So make sure that you do that and keep in the know, because we like your subscriptions and we like knowing that you enjoy what we put together. You can share on your social directly from the website, easy peasy 123z. You can check out some of the other amazing shows on our network, because we're not the only thing in the land of Esh. You can follow up our Monday episodes on Tuesday with a brand new episode of No Borders, No Race, hosted by KBD, because trust me, if you want to hear about what's going on in the world of indie, then you want to be listening to No Borders, No Race. On Wednesday, if you need beats for your feet, then Geek Aggro is the solution that you're looking for. Hosted by our homeboy Deuces, wild and filled with EDM, trap, trance, house, groove, even the deep stuff. Trust us, Geek Aggro is where it's at. And on Thursdays, if you've got issues...
He's got issues.
Y'all can have issues together. The Issues Guy Issues Program. Call in live. Share your stuff. Be real random. It's real good.
Be together.
What she said. So make sure you call in live. Be part of the stream. Be part of the show. It's amazing. And for the rest of the week, keeping your nerd needs satiated, we are all over social media. So you can interact with us. Fan us. Follow us. Ask us questions, suggest stuff for us to check out. We will definitely look into any recommendations.
All of the things.
All of the things. So, on Facebook, we can be found at facebook.com/landofesh, and on Twitter, we can be found at ESH News. So with that, I'm going to turn to my sister and say, hey, yo, sis.
Yo.
What shit are you digging this week?
Joy and peace on earth.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Because it's Christmas and shit.
Aw.
What about you?
Deep. Presents. Because I like getting stuff that I didn't pay for. So as always, I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Until next time, guys.
Ho, 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 bitches.